With Upton leading Lady Arabella up the stairs, Stonewall turned to leave the saloon. So, she was a lady gambler. Stonewall had seen a few of those, but none was as lovely and impressive as Lady Arabella Winthrop. He was about to resume his casual pose, propping his shoulder against the awning post, when horses caught his attention. He looked down the street to see where the hoofbeats were coming from. At that moment, a rider rounded a corner a couple of blocks away and raced along Allen Street toward him. Stonewall had just enough time to realize that the man leaning forward in the saddle was Dallin Williams. Then several other riders rounded the corner behind him with guns in their hands. Stonewall dashed into the street. Some of those bullets flying around wildly were bound to hit some innocent bystander unless he stopped them.
Dallin! Dallin, stop!
For a second, it looked like Dallin was going to ride Stonewall down, but then he hauled hard on the reins and tried to swerve around the deputy. The speeding horse couldn't handle the turn. Its legs went out from under it and dumped man and animal into the street, where they rolled over and over in a cloud of dust. Stonewall could only hope that the horse hadn't crushed Dallin when it fell. The other riders still charged along Allen Street. Stonewall leaped into their path and leveled the scattergun at them.
Whoa!
Unlike their quarry, they had time to stop. As dust swirled through the street, Stonewall recognized all four men. The barrel-chested, brown-bearded man who had shouted the order to stop was Little Ed McCabe, whose Bar EM spread was northeast of Tombstone. Little Ed, despite his name, was anything but little. He was built like a bear and was about as hairy as one, too, with a thick pelt covering the backs of his hands and sprouting from the open throat of his shirt. The other three men were hands who rode for McCabe. All of them looked as angry as their boss and still held the revolvers they'd been firing at Dallin.
Pouch those irons, and you better hope that all that lead flying around didn't hurt anybody.
You're getting mighty big for your britches, deputy. If you know what's good for you, you'll stand aside and let us have that no-good skunk Williams. He's got a date with a hang rope.
So it had come down to this after all. Dallin hadn't been able to resist going after Jesse McCabe, and Jesse's pa had caught them. Lynching Dallin for that offense seemed to be carrying things a mite too far, though, and endangering the citizens of Tombstone had pushed the whole situation over the brink.
Holster your guns now, or I will blow you out of your saddles.
You'd better do what the lad tells you.
From the corner of Stonewall's eye, he spotted the sheriff standing wide-legged on the boardwalk with a Winchester in his hands. Nobody with any sense wanted to put Texas John Slaughter to the test. Despite the rage that filled Little Ed McCabe, Stonewall saw a flash of reason in the rancher's eyes.
Put away your guns, boys.
Stonewall, check on Williams.
Stonewall backed away and then turned to see what had happened to his former friend. Dallin's horse appeared to be all right. The animal had clambered to its feet and didn't seem to be favoring any of its legs, so maybe the fall hadn't broken any bones. Dallin still lay huddled in the dust of Allen Street. He didn't move as Stonewall approached. Stonewall figured he was knocked out, or worse. But as he dropped to a knee beside Dallin and reached for his shoulder to roll him over, one of Dallin's eyes opened a crack.
Are they still here?
You mean Little Ed and his boys?
Yeah. They gone plumb loco, Stonewall. You can't let them get me.
Are you hurt?
No. Just shook up a mite. I know how to fall without getting busted up.
Yeah, don't doubt it. As many bedroom windows as you've had to jump through.
Now, what about McCabe?
Sheriff Slaughter's got a gun on him. Now get up out of the dirt so we can figure out what this is all about.
There wasn't much doubt in Stonewall's mind what that was as he straightened and stepped back from the fallen man.
Is he all right?
Probably better off than he deserves to be.
Now there ain't no need to be hurtful.
Dallin pushed himself to hands and knees. He climbed to his feet, picked up the hat that had flown off his head, and started beating it against his clothes to remove some of the dust.
Shoot him, deputy. A shotgun shell costs less than a good rope.
Settle down, McCabe. Nobody's shooting anybody unless I'm the one pulling the trigger.
But he's got it coming.
I'll listen to what you have to say in a minute.
Slaughter turned to Mose Tadrak, who had come up beside him.
Mose, is anybody else hurt?
No, everybody scattered and ducked for cover when the shooting started. They were lucky. The bullets didn't even hit any horses.
Slaughter nodded curtly and turned back to the rancher.
I'd say you and your men were the real lucky ones, McCabe. If you'd killed or wounded someone while you were blazing away at Williams, I'd be arresting you for murder right now.
It ain't murder when all you're trying to do is bring a rapist to justice.
Rapist? I never forced myself on a woman in my life. Every gal I was ever with wanted to be there with me.
Shut your filthy mouth! You assaulted my daughter!
That's a mighty serious charge.
And it's a lie. I never laid a finger on Jesse McCabe, Sheriff. I swear it.
I got proof.
What sort of proof?
McCabe turned in the saddle and pointed up the street.
Here it comes now.
Stonewall looked where the rancher was pointing and saw a wagon rolling toward them. A middle-aged woman was handling the reins, while a younger version of herself huddled in the seat beside her. Stonewall recognized the two women as Hallie McCabe, Little Ed's wife, and Jessie, their daughter. Hallie was grim-faced, while Jessie's cheeks shone with tears. Stonewall looked over at Dallin.
Are you sure you don't want to change the story you're telling?
Dallin appeared a little pale under the permanent tan of a man who spent his days working outdoors.
Whatever they claim I did, Stonewall, it ain't true. Did you ever know me to take advantage of a gal?
I've known you to take advantage of a dozen girls. But I don't recall you ever forcing yourself on one.
Well, that's because I wouldn't do it.
Slaughter handed his rifle to Mose Tadrak.
Keep an eye on McCabe's men.
He stepped down from the boardwalk into the street and walked to meet the wagon. Hallie McCabe brought the team of mules to a stop. Slaughter reached up and touched the brim of his hat.
Ma'am?
Sheriff, are you going to arrest that man or hurt my little girl? I shouldn't even call him a man. He's an animal.
I can't arrest anybody until I know what happened. I don't think this is the place to talk about it either. Let's all go down to my office at the courthouse.
And then you'll lock Williams up?
I'll listen to the story and do what needs to be done.
That low-down scum needs to be swinging from a gallows. That's what needs to be done.
We'll see. Come on along, the three of you McCabes. Stonewall, bring Williams. Mose, keep an eye on McCabe's men and the rest of the town.